Mikko Makkola wrote and directed the new film, Sebastian.
I really wanted to craft a portrait of a character for whom sex work is a choice rather than something done out of lack of them.
It's about a writer, Max, who creates a persona he named Sebastian in order to inform the novel he's working on. Rory Molika plays Max.
Daniel's hands found him and pulled at his skin and flesh as hungrily as a mouse seeking water in the desert. He didn't just want. He needed.
There's a lot of sex in Max's double life and in Makkola's movie. And we're going to talk about that. Nothing graphic. I wouldn't do that to you on a Sunday morning. But as an artistic choice and acting challenge.
There's so many films around taboo subjects that are so popular because people are intrigued about this side of the world that they've perhaps not lived and don't know much about. But I definitely do think as you make friends with people who are in the sex work community, the more you know people, these subjects do become far less taboo and are still very interesting and exciting, but it's not got this sense of danger and thrill.
I think one of the themes that I really wanted to kind of question in the film as well is, should there be any kind of incongruity between a cultural professional like a writer and a sex worker openly at the same time? No matter how, you know, liberal people want to think themselves, I think society still has a lot of hang-ups over that and can view that as incompatible. And that's very much what I wanted to also look at through Max's journey.
Mm. But did you talk to people involved in sex work for the purpose of this film to get there, you know, to talk to them about their stories, their journeys? I mean, Max says he was talking to sex workers, but he was actually out there doing it. So did you did you actually talk to sex workers, unlike Max?
Yeah, I definitely had a lot of conversations with many friends who are involved in sex work because it was so important for the portrait, I think, you know, to feel authentic. And I did want to get a lot of, you know, the details right and the textures correct. And another source of research that I also found very, very interesting and helpful was studying the websites that escorts use to connect with clients, because kind of looking at the language in which people present themselves and talk about themselves, it's a really interesting insight as well.
And Rory, how did you get comfortable with that sex and nudity on the screen?
Well, I mean, yeah, it was definitely something that I was maybe apprehensive about after first reading the script, but we had an amazing intimacy coordinator called Rufai Ajala. Like, I think intimacy coordinators are so important nowadays, and they'll just set you up with the other actor and you'll do all these experiences and workshops going through each other's bodies with each other in a very respectful way and building boundaries. And after about half an hour, you would feel so relaxed and trusting with your co-actor. And we'd also rehearse each scene before shooting it to get the feel and the movements of it. And then in the moment when we're shooting, kind of fine tune the emotion and the intimacy.
I mean, Mikko, what was your hope that viewers would take away from the film about queer intimacy? And why was it important to make sure that it was realistic?
Well, yeah, that's a big question. I wanted the film to not problematize sex in any way, and particularly, you know, not problematize queer sex in any way. And yes, I think it's really important to, you know, continue to provide representation of queer sex. We're certainly, you know, there is more and more in media, which is great, but it's not always realistic. So it was also important to work with a queer intimacy coordinator who would understand anatomy in a detailed way to make sure that those scenes did ring true to queer audience members. And it was also really important to have a range of sex scenes with different clients and kind of see different body types and older characters. What I really wanted through those scenes as well is to provide a really respectful, humanizing portrait as well of all the clients that Max is meeting.
Rory, you also get a chance to act alongside a legend, Jonathan Hyde. What was that like?
Jonathan Hyde is one of the most wonderful people I've ever had the pleasure of working with. He was just such a silly, fun guy. on set and off set, always having a good time. And he was just so unbelievably generous with his time. And he gave his whole heart to those scenes and those performances and really let, like, almost brought this energy into the air of like, no, let's live this and be real here, you know? And we all dropped our guard and just got to flow and be a part of it. And I think those scenes are some of the most powerful because of that.
And Jonathan Hyde, he plays Nicholas, and we don't want to say too much, but the relationship that develops goes from transactional to something, you know, really touching, really, really beautiful.
Absolutely, yeah. I really wanted, through that encounter, I think for Max to be surprised and the audience to be surprised as well. And I really wanted to challenge Max in what his preconceptions about sex work had been and what his experiences thus far had been. I wanted him to be emotionally challenged and provoked and, you know, find that vulnerability as well that you need to find, I think, to grow as a person.
This is a kind of May-December romance, and there is a scene where Max kind of makes explicit, like, the importance of this relationship to him.
I mean, these exchanges between escorts and their clients, they're actually really important in connecting generations of gay men that, I mean, might have not had much to do with each other. And thus, they're transmitting queer history and culture. And, I mean, that's something I want to talk about.
What did you want the audience to take from this relationship between a younger gay man and an older gay man and the connection that they developed?
Well, I think the gay community can be, and generally is, quite horribly ageist. And I think maybe on a subconscious level even, I was wanting to kind of work against those preconceptions. Like Max says as well, outside of these meetings, there might not really be many other venues or, you know, contexts in which these characters would, you know, have anything to do with one another. So I think I wanted to kind of show the unexpectedness and kind of all the sort of all the warmth and love and wisdom that you can receive from someone who is kind of a surprise in your life.
And Rory, is there something that you feel like you learned about yourself in playing the character of Max?
Yeah, there's so many avenues where I learned stuff about myself. In terms of like my job and my like skill set, I didn't even know I could lead a feature film, you know? So doing that and having that experience has been so valuable, and I learned so much about myself and feel so much more confident in myself after that. And even my body confidence, you know, having to be practically naked on set every day and knowing that that's going to be released and having the film slowly come out. And it really has just been a complete self-acceptance of my sexuality, you know. It's something that I was open about with people around me, but not something I'd talked about so publicly before, which has been so important and valuable to my life.
That's Rory Malika and Miko Makala, the director, and Rory, the star of the new film Sebastian. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you
so much.
It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you. Turn up the TV, no one listening will suspect.